This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Demers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the chance to sit down and talk to one of our longtime friends and longtime sponsors, Alex Saladna of Wicked File, and had an awesome conversation. Obviously, we had to touch on some of the new features that they're rolling out at Wicked File, but common mistakes costing shop owners money, where this missing money is going when people start doing parts reconciliation, and everything else is what we're going to go through this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered live on here, or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget to check out my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for shop owners, which is available now on Amazon for Kindle and paperback. Want to talk to us about accounting and tax services Parmelis offers shops like yours? Shoot me an email at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget the dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. Like you're about to find out, if you need anything back office related, give Alex of Wicked File a call. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you got to get your marketing in overdrive, give Overdrive Marketing a call. And if you got to get your shop on the right track, give Maverick Shop Owners a call today. If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business, that's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Welcome, Alex. Just wanted to first and foremost thank you for being such an awesome sponsor and supporter of the show. We know each other for years. You've been a sponsor of the show for years. Been lucky enough to work with a ton of mutual clients together. So just want to welcome you on.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Super excited to be here and to get into it.
Awesome. Yeah, so like Alex and I were just talking about before we started, is the general way that people find out about Wicked File. Well, I'm not sure how they find out, but how I know they found out is they call me up and they say, "Hunt, I heard this guy sponsors your podcast. I just checked it out. This looks really, really cool." And I say, "Yeah, it works. We have a ton of guys using this. Everyone that's reached out that's looked into it, I think has ended up signing up on it because this product is just really, really cool. And it's not like most things I've seen before." So for the people that haven't heard of Wicked File, talk about it a little bit. It can do so much stuff. I'm going to oversimplify it, but like put it into a use case of like, hey, this is what your shop looks like if you need it, or maybe everyone does.
Yeah. So at its core, Wicked File is basically a solution that sits between your management system and the accounting solution, right? We plug into both, sit right in between it. And our goal is to help reconcile the accounts payable in your business. We basically want to tell you, if you buy a part, did that part get credited, or was that actually sold to the customer at the right cost, the right price? Everything's lining up. Like today, many shops are just assuming. And the thing that I tell owners all the time, and if you look at our customer base, it's not just the single locations. It's not just the MSOs. We work with shops that are small family-run businesses in Nebraska, all the way up to, I mean, I'm talking to a shop next week that has 89 locations. It is a huge range. And the problem is, the bigger you get, the bigger this problem becomes and the harder it is to track it. But even when you're a small single location shop, you're still running kind of like a skeleton crew in the back office. And so
you have an issue, but because of a different reason. And that's a really good point, because I didn't really think about that. And we have both kinds of shops, you know, that are mutual clients of like the small single location. Everyone is, you know, probably within 20 feet of each other. And once it's spread multiple states, but I think what we see on the smaller ones is probably different value adds, right? For the smaller one, it's like they might not have the process and procedure, so they have stuff slipping through the cracks. The larger ones probably just don't have the time to even oversee the process and procedures that they do have.
They're just completely skipping steps. And sometimes they don't even know they're skipping steps. Like, we'll talk for a big shop to the back office team, and they're like, oh yeah, we track everything. And then we discover it's really just 30% is what everything is. The other 70%, they're just rolling the dice every time and hoping that, you know, they get lucky. But the thing is, when you are a small shop, and this doesn't change as you grow, process is everything. When we talk to our customers, we lay out three basic things that they have to do. And those processes are core best practices that are going to help them be successful. Hey, our own PO numbers have to match. Make sure you scan your documents into the system or just scan them digitally. And make sure at the same time, you're reconciling on a cadence, you know, whether it's monthly, weekly, or daily, depending on your size.
Hence, people are probably listening to this and being like, wait, I should be reconciling my stuff. Yeah. But it's tricky, right? Because I think, and I've heard this, and I've taught classes before on fraud and embezzlement. And the big thing that people say is, well, it's not happening to me. I will lead this part, then they'll give you the next part. So the way that you will see it on your books is your shop management system says that you're making more on parts than you think you are. This is why you're not getting the credits. You're paying more for parts. You're getting charged by other shops. What kind of stuff are you seeing, and what kind of stuff like really surprised you when you first started getting into this of, I knew that there was some, you know, maybe sloppy back end work, but I didn't know that this was going on and maybe to this magnitude.
Yeah. I think the key thing to hit on is the number one cause of theft is confidence. And what I mean by that is exactly what you said. Every single customer I've ever talked to who's been stolen from has said before that, it doesn't happen to me. And because of that, 100%, like not even 99%, 100%. And it's because of that, you know, you're not testing your processes. You're not reflecting on how you can do better because you're overly confident in what you have in place today. And that actually is a huge ceiling for growth. So that mentality is the first thing that, you know, we really encourage shops to not say that, you know, your business sucks, but to say, just ask the questions. Just ask, you know, are we actually looking at everything like I assume we are?
Yeah.
And you'd often be surprised just because there's so many moving pieces in the business. And what that stuff looks like is, I mean, I could literally talk for 3 hours on all the different scenarios you can.
The way that your employees can either like inadvertently or intentionally steal from you.
I mean, I'll tell you an example of a shop I was talking to. They had a guy, they would lock the office door every single night. And this guy, they had like the tiled roofs where it was like, you know, the ones where you can lift up. And it was like Mission Impossible. They were throwing a rope over that tile, going down into the office at night and stealing cash.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, it's a real story. Another example is I was talking to a customer of ours, and I mean, they found out large shop, but they were spending like $2,000-$3,000 a month on sodas, just sodas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a lot. I don't know how much you case of soda costs, but it's not a lot of money. Yeah. And they were just getting absolutely ripped off because people were taking it all home.
But if they were a big enough business, I mean, that seems like a lot. Of course, when you saw $2,000, but I don't think people realize like, if you're doing a good bit of sales, you're never going to be able to see it on the financials, right? It's a lot of money, but it's maybe just a blip on the end of month.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't matter if you're single though. It's like at the end of the day, like I got a single shop. It's a case study. It's on our website, $4,000 in returns that they weren't getting credited back on. And I have another one where it was $4,000 of shipping that the customer didn't even know about. And what happened was the dealer was charging these on every other invoice. They weren't seeing it because they have so much noise in the business. But guess what? That was $4,000 that could have gone into investing in something else. And when they caught it and they brought it to the dealership said, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't have charged you this.
They don't fight this stuff. And that's the weird part about this is if you have your documents in order and you realize that, you know, you're not getting the credits for this stuff, these companies don't really fight you that hard. But then doesn't that make you think twice on, they know that there's a gap in this system. So I would put it out there is if you're not reconciling this, you are absolutely losing money.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like it's physically impossible. Some of these, I've had clients come up to me and say, I had an issue. You know, we went down and we reconciled this stuff, or maybe he used the software on it and went back to, we won't name who the vendor is. We love all of them. And a guy came back and said, but if I process the return for that water pump, it's going to come off of my sales for the month. And it's like, well, that's neither here nor there. Like, I am returning these parts. So if you're not looking at this stuff, and I teach a class about this, like, I get it's a lot of time, but you are losing money. And the cool thing about it is, in the past, there was no way around other than having your mom do it, other than having your bookkeeper do it, someone. But now you can do this, not only save you time, but can you actually get this real time? Like, if I had an issue in the shop, would this actually be able to alert me that that issue is in there before it goes out the door? Like, if I have a mismatch, if I have incomplete ticket or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, we look at both closed tickets and work in progress repair orders. So we're syncing with the management system. We integrate with most of the major ones, but we're pulling that data in, and whether the ticket's open or closed, if there's changes to the ticket, we're reevaluating that item to make sure that what's lining up with the invoices lines up with the management system. And that's super crucial, because if people are changing the tickets in retrospect, or if they're making modifications, or people leave something off because they wanted to make a last minute edit, we track that.
Let's say, for example, because I just had one the other day on this. I had a client the other day on it that had a unique situation where the margins on the front end looked okay because he was overriding the parts cost on it. And he was only able to catch on the back end. Are you saying that if they're making changes and overriding stuff, the report will actually show that on their repair orders?
Yeah. I mean, if you're changing the repair orders and then, you know, you've uploaded an invoice that says something different, it will unmatch that item.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I mean, that's what's, because again, the use case on this one that it comes out strange is like on your shop management system, it looks like your margins are okay, but why in QuickBooks are they not? There's so many different ways that, you know, this could be found out. I didn't think my client was ever able to actually find that. He ended up, the employee admitted it. And so, like, not only, I think you're selling yourself short by saying of like, it can save you time. Some of the stuff of what Wicked File can do, we just can't do. Like, it's just not possible. You would never be able to get someone to look and see this stuff.
No, yeah. I mean, on the theft side, there's, and not just theft, I should say leakage side, there's so much value. But, you know, on the time side, you know, if you're doing the basic things right, you're scanning your documents, your ROs and POs, Matt, you know, you're checking this thing regularly. What we often see is anywhere from 80 to 90% of that parts reconciliation gets automated with the average customers that we work with. So, I mean, think about that for a second. 200 invoices are sitting on your desk, right? 200 just sitting there. Yes. You now have to go through it on a Friday afternoon versus 20 for a month. 20 is awesome. And that's what AI is really helping with. And that's what we're helping with is we would rather say, hey, bookkeeper or GM or whoever, I want you to spend 100% of your time on this 20 items right here and not on the 200 or the 190 that are noise at that. There's a ton of value that gets unpacked at that.
You eliminate the return on investment conversation, because like when I teach this class, and you know, you would probably agree with this aspect, but I've never seen it. If no one is stealing anything, you don't have any leakage, you should not sign up for Wicked File because it's not going to catch anything. The good news is every single shop has some leakage, has some discrepancies, but a lot of people raise their hand in class and they say, hey, Hunt, if I'm looking for $400 a month, why am I going to have someone spend 200 hours? And I'm like, I get it, right? You are actually paying someone to hope that they find nothing. But in actuality, right, there's always going to be something that's material. So if you can eliminate that first 90% of finding the needle in the haystack and say, hey, it's no longer a haystack, but a really small pile, you can actually focus your time to really finding this stuff. I think that there's a lot of people right now, if you are not utilizing technology, that are doing a lot of this work. And even worse, not only are they using that time, I don't think they're finding a lot of this stuff, because some of this is tricky. Some of this is like little subtleties where I think the human eye is just not going to catch some of these trends.
I think the other thing too is, you know, the way I'd look at it is if I'm not utilizing these technologies, then I've created an opportunity for my competitor, who probably is, to now get the edge. And I mean, going off your own report, the annual report y'all create, one of my favorite things about it is you list the top five things that shop owners admit to saying they struggle with the most. Processes are one of, I think it was like the top three for the last 3 or 4 years. The weakest thing, if there was a tool out there to fix the weakest thing that owners struggle with, and your competitor has it and you don't, what does that say about how the competitive landscape has changed inside of the business? What does that say about what your competitor can now do that you, the owners inside of, you know, the United States of America have said, we struggle with this problem the most? That's what we offer. And that's why customers stay with us for 2-3+ years is because they're not finding theft anymore. They fixed that problem. But guess what? When they get someone new in there and that person steps out of line or that person needs to be trained because they don't know the processes yet, they're fixing it that week and not catching it a month or a quarter later when it becomes a $10,000 to $100,000 problem.
So that's what, like, when I was talking to my client the other day, they've been using you guys for a couple of years. He goes, "Hunt, like, it almost doesn't find anything now because we've set up the process and procedure so this stuff can't happen." But he was like, from a peace of mind perspective, I'll pay with this forever. Like, this guarantees that nothing happens. And one thing that you haven't mentioned, and him and another one of my clients said, the favorite thing about them is how it's organized their entire life. He's like, "Hunt, we used to have boxes and folders of invoices. If we had to look up what job we did on it, it was impossible. And we were spending hours to try to go back and pull up old tickets." And he's like, to put all of that stuff digital searchable, he's like, "I know that's not the primary use of this one, but like, you're getting value from all different ways." So,
yeah. And I mean, I think that's the crazy thing too, is like, you know, going back to process and how hard it is for small businesses to take that and apply it. We truly create the easy button for it, because I was talking to a shop here in Kansas City, they're getting spun up with us. And they were like, "So I just have to throw all my invoices and credits in the scanner at the end of the day and it just organizes it for me?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, they were putting everything in individual Google folders. They were spending hours doing that.
Because that's how we used to have to do it, because we didn't have the machine learning. We didn't have the AI to be able to figure what this stuff is. We had to make folders and then figure out our brain of what was our filing system? Where was that invoice? Yeah. Was it by month? Was it by vendor? Yeah.
No, they belt feed that day's invoices and credits into the system. Overnight, AI reconciles it, tells them where things are sticking out. And then when they get into the shop in the morning, they pour their cup of coffee, they go through the 6 things that got flagged, and then they move on with their day. But guess what? That would have been a half day operation. You know, think about the last time you had to go find a core credit, how long that took. That's what I always ask people. And now it's turned into something where they can knock it out in the morning and they feel more confident about their business than ever. And when you get that confidence, guess what happens? You grow quicker. You make decisions quicker. You rely on your data because you know your data is right. It changes everything in the business. And that's the difference between the businesses that I see that win versus the ones that, you know, constantly feel like they're spinning in a circle and not going anywhere.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor, it's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's O-V-E-R-D-R-Y-V-E marketing.com.
Just think about it. Like people, you're like, you're just burning 2, 3%. People are like, well, why do I care about that? That's credit card fees. You're doing $1 million a year. That's $20,000 to $30,000. Like if that was on your front counter, you would be punching your advisor to try and guard that. But for some reason, people just don't see it that way. I think it's changing though. I think that the market's getting tighter. I think the competition's getting more sophisticated. And again, like it's just such a wasteful thing. Like to not get 3 or 4% more because you didn't charge someone more is a lot different than we did the work. We just didn't get paid for it.
Yeah, you already did the work. And that's the thing. It's not revenue that we're talking about here. It's profit. The COGS, the marketing dollars, the headcount. You've done all the work. You got to the finish line and you just tossed the award aside, or at least 2 or 3% of it, because, you know, no other reason other than that. And it's tough to see that, but the owners who are kind of waking up to that, and when we hear these success stories, that 2 or 3% often translates to a six-figure number for a lot of them. And they're pouring that money right back into their business.
Well, because like you said, not only does it, like, it fixes one of the most glaring issues that most of these guys admit that they have, organize it, get process and procedures in place. I've never seen a business that got stronger process and procedures and stop leakage make less money. That's kind of physically impossible. So that means that Alex is putting a guarantee out there. If you sign up with Wikifile and you don't make more money, he's going to come by your shop, give you all your money back, right?
I'm going to sit down with you. I'm going to tell you why you're not, that's for sure. But I am so confident that, you know, for what we charge, if you don't find what you're missing, at the very least, what you're going to do is you're now going to spend less time doing all of that work, that even the time is going to be worth what you're putting into this. Because at the end of the day, you know, we have customers who do the math. They're like, this is still cheaper than hiring a full-time person. But now my full-time people are superheroes and they're doing a ton of work.
You were spending the same money, but you were getting not really the premium product because it's like they didn't have the tools at their disposal. And I know why you give that guarantee, because I've looked at enough financials. There's not a single person that would ever be able to come back and say, you didn't find it. Like, and it's scary because I think a lot of people don't want to think about this. The same way you don't want to think that like you have a bookkeeper embezzling, like you just don't want to think that like stuff is leaking through it and you're missing it. But it's like you are. I guarantee it. Like we see this all the time.
And I think the better way to look at it, and I'm not a sports person, but I'll describe it to people who are.
Sports ball reference.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, listen, this is the equivalent of like watching game film of your business, right? Except what if you could watch it in real time? Like how mad would you be if your sports team was not watching film every week when it wasn't game time to figure out how they can improve what they're doing? Why is your business the exception? And what I mean by that is, okay, you're looking at, did the credits get processed? Was your team, you know, filing and organizing stuff based on what they're buying the way that you told them to? Yeah. How are there ways that I can coach my team the next week to do better? And I know, you know, digging through P&Ls and spreadsheets isn't the most exciting thing in the world, but that's where WickedFile really helps these owners, is we kind of help bridge the, what do I need to do now versus feeling like they have all these problems avalanching on them at the end of the quarter. And usually what they do is they just ignore it because it is a lot to process.
No, and I think that the sports reference was really cool there, because like a lot of people look at the financials, like that final score. I lost. That sucks. On to the next game. And it's like, win or lose, good or bad, go back and see what happened. If it was shitty, where did we screw up? What could we do better? Where were the leakage? What process and procedures can we change? Or, hey, we did really good. Like, how do we replicate that? A lot of people just seem to have happenstance businesses where it's like, new month, let's see how this goes.
And yeah. And those teams, you know, the ones that are successful, they're looking at film, you know, daily, weekly. They're not waiting until the end of the month or the end of the year, the end of the quarter to say, okay, let's watch an entire month's worth of film all at once. No, they're getting it in bite-sized chunks where they can process it and understand it. And that's exactly the platform that we've created. We've designed it so, you know, if you're a single shop, go in this, you know, 2-3 times a week and review what you've got. If you're a large multi-location organization and you've got 2 or 3 people in the back, you're in this every single day, but it's a fraction of your day versus before, which it would have dominated your morning,
your week,
and night.
Your month. Yeah, literally.
Exactly.
For a lot of people, I mean, I would have to imagine that your use case is this person is a full-time, if these people are reconciling, which a lot of shops aren't, you're probably taking almost a full-time position off of them, which they're still there. They're now going to be able to use Wicked File, but opening up the potential to do so many other things where they were pretty much just pigeonholed with all their hours before.
Yeah, they were just trying to keep up with the work, but they weren't actually digesting anything. Like another analogy I use is like, if you've ever seen Gold Rush Alaska, like they buy a 10,000 acre claim, 10,000 acres, it's huge. The whole film's on a football field because that's where the gold is. That's where the value is. And that's exactly what we provide with our customers is like, we want you in the front. We want you looking at that next location.
Do we want to use AI to scan all of this to say, hey, this is your issue, or you want to go around there with pans and just scoop up dirt?
You know, it's really helped transform a lot of shops and helped a lot of owners too. I mean, I've got one, once again, this is an example on our website, Ace Auto Repair. The owner, I was talking with him in Houston and he was telling me, yeah, I was able to, you know, my parents were doing the books. They were doing a lot of the back office, but because of Wicked File now, they just need to log in, you know, once or twice a week. They can work from home now. So they're not always in the shop. It basically allowed him to retire is what he was telling me. And that was like one of the most fulfilling things ever, because here was this guy and his parents who have worked so hard in this business, were super proud of their business. And now his parents could actually step away and enjoy everything that they worked for.
Well, and a really cool aspect, because one of the things you just mentioned there is like the parts reconciliation role used to be something that had to be an in-person thing. Like we couldn't even really do it as an accounting firm remote. Like one of the big reasons, just labor, right? No one's going to want to pay us to do that. But also, a lot of times, no one's stealing this. It's in there. I need to be there asking. But that's a cool idea. I didn't even think about that of like, hey, maybe mom or your wife or husband, whatever, only comes in to do this stuff by utilizing technology. Yeah. You're now looking at your Techmetric remote. You're looking at your Wicked File remote. All of your statements are now scanned in there. You don't have to be on the counter to see any of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we see it too. Like I've got some shops where they've got like an outsourced bookkeeper or something like that, you know, and somewhere in the, I think one of them's in like Wyoming or Montana or something. And he just uses Wicked File remotely from there. And, you know, the shop isn't even in that state. So it does really help, you know, people take a step back from their business. And like I said, you've got AI kind of helping you along the way. Yeah. It's working 24/7 and it's just feeding your people the information they need.
Yeah. And one of the things, I was talking to a guy the other day and he's one of my out of state owners, right? Has a couple of shops in one state, lives somewhere else. And I don't think he's reached out to you guys yet, but it made me think of it when you said this, but he was accepting some level of burn because he wasn't there. And I said, like, I get what you mean, right? But he's like, I'm not there every day. I know this amount's going to leak if I was there, but he was just accepting this as a fact because he's not there. And yeah. I told him that Wicked File, I was like, if you want to resign to that fact, then fine, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's harder when you're remote. You might have to do more work and you might have to be more persistent on these procedures, but this is what the smart shops are doing, right? This is what your competitors are doing here.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too, that they don't think about is like, what does that do to the culture as well? Like if you're accepting this.
Close enough is okay. Yeah.
That does trickle down to the team and the team pays attention to a lot more
things.
Is
this close enough for recharging an AC system? Is this close enough for torquing a lug nut? Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly. And like one of the things we've seen and we've heard from shop owners is like, this isn't a tool that's designed to get all of your people in trouble or to show the worst parts of your business. This is a tool to help make it easy to create an environment of accountability in the business. And when you have the right people on your team, and I truly, true right people, they are bought into this. They are all about this because they know this is going to help make their job better. The times where we've seen, you know, the pushback or the kicking and screaming or, you know, the problems where, you know, there's just an adoption issue is because the accountability and the culture is not promoting, you know, hey, how do we make the business better? How do we help lift the business up? Because in turn, us as a team are going to benefit from that too. And so I've seen a lot of shops tell me like, we've been able to get the right people in who are truly helping this business move forward. And we never even expected that to be a benefit.
And the thing about it is like most of this team wants it because they're all doing their job anyways. For the most part, it makes their job easier. Some of the shop management systems have like unlimited reporting capabilities, like ProTractor, full database. We can run any single report exclusion. Like some of these other ones give us kind of limited reports. So like guys are living and breathing off of their shop management system, but it's only a piece. And really from the cost side, it's a wild west, you know? And so if people are afraid that people are going to get into trouble, right? What a bizarre thing to be afraid of. Like, for the feedback that I've heard from most of my clients on is they love it because it's allowed them to not only, you know, highlight the processes, the procedures, the work, the ones that don't, but hold everyone accountable, right? Like, if you have most of your team doing a really good job, they're going to be extremely pumped that boss finally knows that that guy's doing a bad job on the returns, on a bad job on the POs. They already know that stuff. But you as a business owner don't, because it hasn't passed that threshold where it's costing you enough money probably.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, like if you're driving more back to your business, you're driving more back to your team. And that's the thing that I think owners need to hold themselves accountable for is like, my job is to make my team a group of winners and to pay them like they're winners, because that's what they're here to do, is to help drive this goal of building this business. And at the end of the day, if you've got 2-3%, which is not a small number, slipping out the back, you're doing your team a disservice at that point. Yeah. And you owe them better. And like I said, the ones who have created that culture and are wanting to fire on all cylinders or are firing on all cylinders, that's the big difference in attitude that I see. And it's noticeable.
Well, and I think that like right before this, we had Lisa and Sam on here from Promotive and just talking about recruiting and how hard it is to find people. And when you're going trying to find an advisor and trying to find a technician, they're asking these questions. How organized are they? Do they, what kind of sales are they doing? Do they know how to run a business? Do you think that like you would set yourself apart, right? If you're doing this and your advisors are really tuned in on this stuff compared to a shop down the street that has no process and procedures, right? Like not only are you shooting yourselves in the foot of current profitability, but this could be part of the reason why you're not attracting top talent or the right people for your team.
Yeah, I mean, I see it a lot. I mean, I was on a call earlier this week and it was a manager who called me up and said, hey, he said, we're not seeing the value in this. We either want to get rid of it or discount it. And I said, well, let's get on with the owner. Let's jump on a call. And we just pulled up the dashboard and there was stuff all over the place that was out of order. And the owner was like, we're not getting rid of this. In fact, we're going to roll it out to our other three locations because we've got a problem here. But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's uncomfortable though, right? You're going to have hard conversations. You're going to have to make changes. Maybe you're going to have to work a little bit harder, but you're just getting held accountable for what you should have already been doing.
And it sets the expectation too. Like I truly believe like those conversations aren't always easy, but you also owe it to the employee because the employee might not even realize what they don't realize. And by having those coaching conversations with your team, they know that you're there with them. They know that you're bought into this business and they know that you're here to give them the right guidance. And then at that point, it's on them to, you know, pick it up and take that downfield. So, you know, that, I mean, truly is the beauty of it. I'm not even joking. I've literally seen cultures completely 180 for the better with customers who have brought on Wicked File because of that. And it's one of the most overlooked benefits that, you know, I think people miss out on when they come onto it, because it's not just a theft detection device. It's not here to get people in trouble. No. It's truly here to make you, your company, and your people better.
Thanks again for Alex coming on here. I always learn stuff.
No, and you guys even probably heard on there. To this,
some of these questions are questions for you guys.
Like when
some of
it's just questions for me. It, like,
but as always, learned a ton
aspect,
and had a ton
when
of fun.
To
and
later,
if you want to find out more about Wicked File, take
different.
A look at some of the links.
Because like, again, like you don't even know what's possible. Like
as always, please share
with
friends if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes. Shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis. Looking for an easier way to catch up on the show, learn more from the automotive repair podcast. Network.
Just to share that feedback.
Just check out our new app,
like, hey,
which you can find at arpn.app.
People love this stuff.
That's arpn.app. And download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
No, I really appreciate
it. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch the videos as well. As always, thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
I still believe is one of the darkest, murkiest parts of the business, and kind of bring it up to a level where people can now actually do something about it. And I think without technology, it would have been really hard and it would have been something where you had to have thrown a ridiculous number of people at that problem where it wasn't worth doing. And it's only getting better. It's really cool to see where technology is going and continuing to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're offering solutions. We talk about all the problems. We talk about all the theft. We talk about all the ways that your team can screw you. Very few do I get the luxury of having someone come on and be like, well, the good news is of all these pain points, there's something out there. Is it going to fix everything in your marriage? No, but it is definitely going to fix your back office.
It's going to. And like I said, you know, when we work with our customers, we're bought into them too, right? We help with implementation. We want to make sure you get a strong start. And once you're going, you know, we even sit down and say, hey, like, check in on this daily. This is your daily routine. This is the thing that you need to now be looking at as you go through your day to days, because when that P&L comes to you and those financials come to you, the more clarity that you're able to have, the more insights we're able to do, the easier it's going to be for you, the better it's going to be for the owner. And it's going to create a less likely chance of those really uncomfortable conversations where Techmetrics says one thing and QuickBooks has a completely different number.
Bad data makes bad decisions, right?
Oh, 100%. It all starts with the data.
Yep. Cool. Well, awesome, Alex. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate coming on here. And yeah, probably listeners, I'm sure, appreciate it as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Hunt.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.